rescheduling, decriminalization, medical use, recreational, home grow. These terms are in the spotlight not only in Canada. Some Northern Illinois political candidates came together this week to talk about what it would mean to pass a recreational marijuana law in the state. It was called the first annual Cannabash, and it included hopefuls for the DeKalb County Board to Congress.
When it becomes recreational, and if you decide to recreate with it every day, keep an eye on it. Keep an eye on how you feel. So I guess that's my time. Thank you.
That's Amy Davis. She's running for state representative for the 90th District. She says she's a cannabis user herself.
I have degenerative disc disease in my thoracic spine, and I've had it since about the mid-90s, but I didn't know what it was. And I treated it alternatively because I didn't want to go to medical doctors.
Davis says cannabis could be an alternative to pharmaceuticals if used with caution. Earlier this year, an outbreak of what the Department of Public Health called synthetic cannabinoid, or fake weed, killed 4 people in central Illinois. Davis said more research is needed to understand how pot could be a medicine, and that legalization will help bring that knowledge to the public. Davis is running against Republican State Representative Tom Demmer, who voted against a 2013 measure to legalize medical marijuana in the state. Legalization isn't a new debate. Anita Bedell is a seasoned contributor to the discussion statewide. She's the executive director of Illinois Church Action on Alcohol and Addiction Problems. She says the group has been working for a decade to inform people about the dangers of marijuana.
When we first started, most legislators were opposed to marijuana legalization. And we've seen the sway the other way, where now legislators who were opposed are now supporting. And that's very surprising because some are saying that they're doing it for the revenue.
Bedell said the money generated by a cannabis market wouldn't be large enough when considering the cost to the state. She says adding another drug to the market would only increase costs for things like increased traffic safety measures and funding for addiction services. 8 U.S. states now have some type of recreational use law in place. All of that legislation passed in the last 6 years. Illinois is in a pilot phase of a medical marijuana law until summer 2020. Bedell said the real work will come next year.
It hasn't been a lot of open talk in the legislature.
Some say a vote on cannabis brings young people to the polls. There's a group at Northern Illinois University called Model Illinois Government that says this could be a reality.
If you're ready,
the group pulled simulated debates on real Illinois legislation from both parties. This week's debate, Senate Bill 2275, a referendum that would bring pot to the ballot in November. Students Paige Leonard and Layla Warner argued opposing sides of the debate. Leonard says she definitely thinks young people would want an opportunity to vote on this issue.
I know, like, with older people, it's a Democrat-Republican thing. It's either yes or no. But I think with younger people, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. They just want it legalized.
Warner agrees. She says the main argument against legislation is that the plant could be a gateway drug.
There are some other arguments that you can make against it, but I believe that by legalizing it, it's something that the FDA will have to also approve. So then there will be studies and there will be more research that can be put into this drug that will make it ultimately safer.
All eyes are on Canada to see how this new market plays out nationwide. I'm Sarah Jesmer.